Can I turn your attention to immigration? We had some figures out yesterday, I think it was. In February alone, we had net immigration of 105,000 people. The annual running total is around 600,000 at the moment. You've promised to cut immigration. When does that happen?
It's happening between now and the end of the next financial year. We're determined to do that. We inherited a system that was a mess, Tom. And what we've been doing is making sure that in areas such as vocational education, for example, some people were coming here doing courses that were, frankly, Mickey Mouse courses, using that to stay here for a very long period of time. What we're doing is putting integrity and rigor back into the system. Now, students coming here is an important source of economic income. It can also be a good thing for our neighbours as well, to get the value of an Australian education. But the system wasn't working properly. We're making sure that it does work properly.
So what is the correct number? I mean, if it's not 600,000 or 500,000 people a year net, what do you believe is the correct number of annual immigrants into Australia?
Well, it depends upon the economic cycle, of course.
Mm.
But what we want to do is to lower that number significantly, to around about half of what it has been.
So 250 to 300,000.
Well, we're not going to just pluck a figure out of the sky. But what we are projecting is that the net overseas migration is projected to come down to 250,000 in the coming financial year in 2024-25.
All right. Can I ask you a question about multiculturalism? And, you know, you come from a multicultural background, of course. We had a terrible incident in Western Sydney the other night when a young Muslim man, I think he was 16 years old, went into an Assyrian Christian church, stabbed, I think it was three people in the end. One was a bishop, one was a priest. He's now been charged with a terror-related offence. Do you think multiculturalism is failing in Australia now?
I think overwhelmingly, multiculturalism has been a part of modern Australia, and that people overwhelmingly in cities like Melbourne and Sydney live in peace and harmony and are enriched. On recent visits to Melbourne, I've attended a Greek festival there in the main street there in Lonsdale Street. I, in the eastern suburbs, have attended a Sri Lankan New Year event attended by some 10,000 people. And I've attended a Sikh event as well in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, out in Casey. Overwhelmingly, it is a success, and we're enriched by the diversity that we have here. But there's no doubt that this is a terrible event, and that we need to, like most things that are important in life, we need to make sure that we nurture our multiculturalism, that we at all times show respect for each other. Now, clearly, this was a terrorism event. Their response as well, I must say, as a Sydney-sider, was very disappointing, with police being attacked. They should be treated with respect at all times. Our police do extraordinary work in order to keep us safe, and they shouldn't have been subject to the attacks that happened on that evening. And there have been charges done because of that as well.
Just quickly, I mean, here in Melbourne, I think a lot of members of the Jewish community would disagree with you about how successful multiculturalism is. They ring me and say that they're spat at, they're abused, that they feel afraid of being openly Jewish.
Well, and there's no place for that in Australia. And there has been a rise of anti-Semitism. You had the event at Caulfield, which was a provocation that was outrageous. And I've spoken, including at the synagogue here, about those issues. But overwhelmingly, what we need to do is to show kindness and compassion and respect for each other, including regardless of what faith people have or whether they have none at all.